at what's likely to be their last White House meeting. President Bush praised President Karzai's service to his country, saying he admires the Afghan leader's determination to succeed.
I want to let you know that the United States is committed to the people of Afghanistan. We will stand by your side and do the hard work necessary to achieve our objective. And our objective is for you to become a thriving democracy and to deny Al-Qaeda and other extremists a safe haven or a base from which to launch their murderous attacks.
Al-Qaeda terrorists responsible for the September 2001 attacks in New York and Washington were backed by what was then the Taliban-led government in Afghanistan. U.S. forces toppled that government in 2002. U.S. troops make up the bulk of the NATO mission in Afghanistan fighting Taliban militia, some of whom U.S. military officials say are based across the border in Pakistan. Earlier this month, Mr. Bush announced that a Marine battalion scheduled to go to Iraq in November will instead be sent to Afghanistan. That battalion will be followed in January by an Army combat brigade. Before their Oval Office talks, President Bush and President Karzai had a video conference with Afghan governors and members of U.S. provincial reconstruction teams in Afghanistan. Mr. Bush said those teams are a central part of a counterinsurgency strategy that combines economic development, education, and security to help President Karzai's young democracy thrive.
No question is difficult, but if you listen to the people who are actually on the ground, working with the citizens of Afghanistan on matters such as agriculture or education or infrastructure, you will understand why I said that there is progress and promise and hope.
There have been difficulties between the Bush administration and the Karzai government, chiefly resulting from public anger over the deaths of Afghan civilians killed by U.S. troops targeting terrorists. President Karzai thanked President Bush for his friendship, his support, and his patience.
I have yelled at times, I've been angry at times, but you've always been smiling and generous, and that's so nice of you.
President Karzai says Afghanistan has made more progress in the last 6 years than it would have made in 50 or 60 years under the Taliban. He says infant mortality is down, and national reserves of $180 million in 2002 now total more than $3 billion. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.